Online mob names and shames British mother for not clapping for NHS. By Kurt Sindelka on April 25, 2020. A social media mob descended upon a British mother, naming and shaming her for missing the weekly clap for carers event meant to show solidarity with National Health Service, NHS, workers during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. The woman said that she fell asleep after having a rough night with her young son, forcing her to miss the clapping campaign. She said that her neighbors instantly turned on her, posting her name on a community Facebook group in order to shame her for not clapping. "I was mortified. The post said everyone else turned out and I showed the street up, and if I can't spend a minute showing my appreciation, I don't deserve to use the NHS if I or my family get ill," she said per Sky News. "I just feel like I'm a total outcast on my previously friendly street now, even though only one person posted it and only two others agreed," the mother added. "It's really disturbing how quickly people are ready to turn on each other and report each other," she concluded. After posting her story on the parenting forum Mumsnet, the mother received messages of support. "I work for the NHS and I don't go in for the clapping, and I wouldn't judge anyone else who didn't," said one user. "Just reply sorry, didn't think I should leave my vomiting child to clap to shame them back. Awful," added another. Since the national lockdown restrictions were introduced last month, police forces across the country have been inundated with complaints from people trying to inform on their neighbor for allegedly violating the pandemic rules. The number of complaints has been so high that some police forces have established online reporting portals in order to free up emergency service phone lines. "We are getting calls from people who say, 'I think my neighbor is going out on a second run. I want you to come and arrest them,'" said Nick Adderley of the Northamptonshire Police. "We have had dozens and dozens of these calls," he added. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtSindelka.